my family seems to be okay. Friends, I am still actually waiting to hear from some friends, but I would like to provide some context about that particular area, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So mostly what you're going to find, especially in the French Quarter, especially on Bourbon Street, are tourists. You're going to find young folks. And so far, unfortunately, the information that we're getting, the names that we're getting so far, they are young folks. And so far, they are tourists. And that's what's so unfortunate about this situation. And then also another point is there are people who actually prefer to go to New Orleans for New Year's versus, say, a Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras might be too overwhelming. You know, New Year's Eve could be something a little bit more reasonable. I love New Orleans, actually, for New Year's Eve for that reason, because it's more manageable than Mardi Gras or Essence Fest, Jazz Fest. And so I'm just heartbroken. I'm heartbroken for the victims and their families, my city. We have been through so much, and I just, waking up to this news was just awful and horrendous.
And when you say that, I know you're not saying it, but you're thinking about Hurricane Katrina, too, in the aftermath.
I am thinking about Katrina and everything that's happened since then, you know, the spikes in violence, you know, and the way that a lot of Native folks have transitioned out of the city. I mean, you know, sometimes I go home and I don't recognize it. Sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad, you know, but New Orleans has not been the same since Katrina. And I don't know what this is going to do to tourism. People just simply might be afraid to be in open areas where they can be victimized in this sort of brutal and horrific way.
As somebody who monitors terror threats in this country, in Africa, and elsewhere, you sit on an international panel that does that. What are your thoughts on the attacker who authorities say may have had contact with terrorist groups?
I mean, listen, the awful truth is that terrorism, global terrorism and global terrorism is spiking. It's not hard to imagine that domestic terrorism is also spiking. In fact, last year, the FBI issued a warning about that very fact. And I tried my best to warn people that, hey, listen, if this is something the FBI is keeping an eye on and they're going public about it, this is very serious. And we saw what just happened in Germany. The fact that, you know, ISIS is trying to take advantage of the power vacuum in Syria. You know, they have strongholds in at least 4 to 6 countries in Africa. And the fact that they may have some homegrown or some radicalized folks here in the United States does not surprise me. It's a lot that has happened since Afghanistan, since October 7th. And, you know, right now we don't have enough information to pinpoint which organizations or which of the 19 to 20, 22 organizations he could be affiliated with. But what we do know is that an ISIS flag was found. Mm-hmm. We don't know to what degree his affiliation is. And then also another point that I want to bring in is that there's information coming out that the truck that exploded in front of Trump Tower in Las Vegas and this truck were both rented from the same app. Now, is that a coincidence? And in my world, I don't know if I believe in coincidences mm-hmm. as a security person, but there are a lot more details here to unfold.
The driver was on Canal Street and then jumped over on the sidewalk onto Bourbon Street, which is one of the busiest, heaviest tourist type streets in New Orleans. Do you blame local authorities at all for how this happened?
From what I understand, there was actually a heavy presence. And so that's another part of there needs to be a security assessment of exactly what happened and what went wrong. Two things that I understand from folks on the ground. There was a heavy security presence from local authorities and some additional authorities. From what I understand, maybe that may or may not be true. And then secondly, that the attack kind of came out of nowhere, that it happened very quickly and it just took everyone by surprise. But considering what did just happen in Germany over the holidays in a heavily trafficked tourist area, I would think that vehicular terrorism would be, you know, top of mind for security forces. But again, we have to wait for that assessment and see what happened, what went wrong. 15 people lost their lives and 35 people were injured. That's significant.